Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all at SeaGo.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, an unfortunate story this morning about a gentleman, although maybe that's not the word to use, who was charged with forging names on checks and siphoning nearly $20,000 from the Cooperstown Food Bank.
Last week, we reported in our newspapers that a former co-director of the Cooperstown Food Pantry, who still worked there as a volunteer, had been arrested on charges he forged signatures on 8 checks, siphoning off some $18,000 since October 2017 from what's, as you can imagine, a revered local institution here in the village. The accused was identified as Antoine G.B. de Bourbon-Parme, 59. Two of the checks were written this past December, which was his birthday. The first was for $825, the second, $1,925. According to our district attorney, John Mule, the suspect speaks with an English accent and had everyone around here convinced he had been educated in a Tony English public school and was related to European nobility. It turns out his name is actually Tony Cazari, and he's from Rockland County. He appeared in Otsego Town Court a week ago Tuesday and was put in Otsego County Jail on $10,000 bail since some of his local supporters have bailed him out. Then, in yesterday's paper, we reported de Bourbon-Parme had been arrested in 1999 in Lower Makefield, Pennsylvania, a Philadelphia suburb, for posing as an interior designer. According to reports on Philly.com at the time, he had a similar cover, convincing his clients he was of noble birth, had been educated in European schools, and had contact in New York's art world. He had arranged to decorate two homes with furniture, wallpapers, and draperies. All he delivered was junk, Sergeant Henry O'Brien of the Lower Makefield Township Police was quoted as saying. It was alleged de Bourbon-Parme had extracted $300,000 from 12 clients before his interior decorating career was brought to an end. I've never met the man that I'm aware of, but it seems like a lot of people around here do know him. He was active in the local Episcopal Church, and many people are surprised and shocked by the allegations. This week we have a letter to the editor from Stacy Smith, the food pantry director, reassuring supporters that while losing $18,000 is a blow, we remain in strong financial shape, and this does not affect our mission or our ability to carry on normal operations. According to Stacy, the food bank serves 200 families a month, 800 people in all. She's the one staffer, but she's supported by more than 100 volunteers. So you can imagine a lot of people feel betrayed. For now, the matter is continues in the town of Otsego Justice Court, and de Bourbon-Parme is due back there in a couple weeks. But it sounded like the DA expects to get the case, and so we'll see what happens.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal on allotsego.com, where you can go to read this fascinating story and much, much more. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.